Welcome to the Sunday Sample for Corporate Worship Matters. I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is a seven-part series based on an article I read in Worship Musician magazine. The link is in the show notes. It's an article by John Nicol, and I've printed off here, and I'm going to read some excerpts over the next few weeks and then discuss some issues that can help our churches to sing better, because the article is entitled Six Mistakes That Prevent or Keep Your Church from Singing. And I know we all want our church to sing effectively and worshipfully. So I must admit, where I am, some of the times when I'm with my churches, they sing well and sometimes not so well. And this, I found this article to be a helpful filter or checklist to me to think about how I'm leading worship and how I'm promoting the ideas of worship. So, because when the churches don't sing, I don't want to berate them, and I don't want to bully individuals into singing. That's not the point. I think there is a better way, and I think you'll find these six tips and the seventh summary we'll do at the end helpful. I hope you do. And not all of these may apply to your situation, but I think it's worth using them to review the areas which might be hindering your church and mine from fully embracing and enjoying all of what corporate musical worship has to offer. So over the next 6 weeks, we'll take each one in turn, tease them apart, and think about their application. I'd love to know what you think. Now, on to today's episode. Our sixth issue is entitled, Too Loud, Too Soft. Again, let me quote from the article. Volume matters. Too much, and the person in the congregation can't hear themselves sing, or anyone else. Too little, and they'll feel like they're singing a solo. Either way, it can discourage singing for the average person. As a worship leader, you need to help your sound tech know what the ideal volume is for your congregation. While a dB meter can get you in the ballpark, it's better for the audio engineer to trust her ears and eyes. What a good point. The volume level, if you're using amplification, not so significant if it's all a cappella or something, but most of us are using amplification these days. Having someone listen and adjust is so helpful. Who is your person entrusted with that? In one of our congregations, we don't use a PA. And the other one I work with, we do. It makes me think about the fact that, and we do have some very competent people in the worship team who can adjust, but what about someone further out there who can hear the balance and the blend of things, who can then adjust things as necessary? I think that's something for us to think about. Not too loud, not too soft. There's something about having a certain level of volume that helps the energy, especially in the more powerful songs. But we don't want so much that people are drowned out. And then I like his point about not being too quiet, because people don't want to sing a solo. We have a lot of people in our congregations who are not comfortable singing and don't really want somebody else to hear them sing, though they don't mind contributing to the overall body of sound. But a bit maybe self-conscious about that. And so balancing that is very important. How do you manage that? How do you figure out the right balance of these things? What practical steps do you take? I would love to know. So what did you think of what we talked about today? I'd love to know your thoughts. So please leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it in public so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you can think of anybody who might benefit from this, please pass the link on to them. Leave us a review, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, leave a review wherever you get your podcasts from, and that would be wonderful. And I do pray that the next time you gather together with all your friends to worship our great God, it will be a time of great, encouraging worship, worshiping the Lord with joy and great exaltation. Take care, and God bless.